even though I thought it was a wonderful place, I still cheated on them, though. Before I used my own allowance for Sunday school, Mom used to give me 5 pennies to put in Sunday school. And I think this is awful to think you do it at Sunday school, but I only ever put 4 cents in the kitty. And we used to pass Miss George's drugstore, which was on the corner walking home. That other penny always went in penny candy in there. And I thought I had fooled my mother all those years. But long after I was married, we were laughing about something one of my kids did. And she says, I know you all. Why do you think I always made sure you were alive? Your church allowance was in pennies. I thought I was so smart. I guess mothers, well, yes, of course mothers are smart. I used to mostly know what my kids are up to.
Yeah. Okay. What was it like growing up in Burnaby, taking into consideration your friends and the community you were part of?
I can't imagine anything better. I almost feel sorry for anybody who didn't grow up like we did. We didn't have much money. My parents never would let us. I never dreamt of being poor because they wouldn't have Andrew that word at all. But we were never jealous because nobody we knew had anything better than us. And so that was the least of our worries. We all got on. I don't know as we were, we weren't a gang. We were just a big bunch of kids from blocks around. There wasn't a lot of children in our neighborhood compared to some. We were quite sparsely spread out, but everybody got on with everybody. We just had fun, and we'd go out all day, because that's one thing. The southern slope, like from the tracks down to Marine Drive, had about 7 ravines when I was growing up. They've been filled in and houses built on them now. There's a few left. But we would play down there. We'd go out all day, maybe take a sandwich with us, but mostly I remember carrying a jar, and we would then pick all the huckleberries and blackberries and strawberries that grew around and drink the water right out of the ravine. It was perfectly good water in those days, can you imagine now? And we'd be gone all day. And some of the ravines had sandy bottoms, and we used to build dams and make a pool and fall in them, get wet, and try and dry out before we got home. And then the wonderful year we got our bikes, that was the biggest thrill of my life, the day we got our bikes. And then there was just no stopping us. Now we stayed basically within a mile or two of home at that time, but by the time I hit high school when I was 13, then we started. We would go out to the airport, down White Rock, Horseshoe Bay, Deep Cove, but there was hardly any traffic. Mm-hmm. It was gas rationing, and
this is all riding a bicycle?
Yeah, we biked everywhere, just everywhere. I can think of going down to that long hill from Surrey to White Rock. I don't even remember the name of it, McClellan Hill. But down to the flats, I used to go down there with my feet up on the handlebars. Doesn't that make you shudder? But it was fun.